Blog Talk Radio.
My heart. Somebody needs a job.
We know that you're a way maker, oh Lord. Open up a door for them, oh Lord. Make a way, Lord, that they may be able to get work going in Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. I pray that you look on the souls, oh Lord, that soul, Jesus, that caused trouble, oh Lord, and is now fleeing for their life. I pray that you look on them, that you have mercy on them, that you will save them, oh Lord. Help them to turn themselves in. Help them, Jesus. Oh, my God. Have mercy today, Lord. Let the spirit of God be veiled. Let the blood of Jesus cover them. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to get their life to you, Lord. Take control, Jesus. Bless tonight, oh, Lord. Send thy word. Send thine anointing. Have your way. We're looking to you. We're depending on you. We know you're able to do all things. Have thine own way, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on this special prayer request. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. Work a miracle. Prove yourself to somebody that they may accept your word and turn from their way. Help today, Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Say to the uttermost, the blood of Jesus covered. Bless, Lord. Bless the speaker of the hour. Send your word. Send your anointing. Take full control, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your healing virtue. Say to the uttermost, let the spirit of God be there. Move in a mighty way, oh, Lord. We believe your word today. We take you at your word, knowing that thou art able to do all things. And we want to thank you for your mercy. We thank you for how you spared my nephew's life.
Thank you, Lord God.
How you spared him,
yes,
oh
Lord.
You didn't let the devil take him, oh Lord. But I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Helping to give his life to you. Helping to seek your face and call on your name. Help him, oh Lord. Make a change in his life. Help him, Jesus. Look on his mother. Touch her mind, oh Lord. Help her to run for her life. Seeking your face and calling upon your name. Say to the uttermost, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. And those souls, oh Lord, we pray that you look on them, oh Lord. That you have mercy on them. Save them, oh Lord. Help them to seek your faith. I know you're able. We believe it today. And this prayer we pray in faith, taking you at your word, believing, oh Lord, that you're going to do what we ask you to do for all things, oh Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through, Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend your evening with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., and his wife, Mother Janice Marshall, who is a pastor, Pastor Lewis Marshall was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're so glad again that you chose to spend your evening with us. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 48th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 48th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there in pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 48th number of Psalm, the first about the 14 verses throughout its entirety. And thank you again for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1school, and one is O-N-E. If you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 7148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can use our guest call-in number. If you're a clergy and you'd like to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you want to read, feel free to give us a call. You can call us right now. You don't have to wait until the end. We're not really it's not really programmed. So if you call in and you start talking, you know, and you want God to have his way, we do want God to have his way too. So feel free to call in anytime to the guest line. And that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., you can call into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mandel Edmond and co-host Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm actually on there, too. You can call 701-802-5175. Forgive me, that's Tuesday and Sunday. I'm so sorry about that. Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, that number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. And on Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m., you can visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And also, there is 12 o'clock service on Sunday afternoon at that same address. And also on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, host of There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Give them a call. Get your soul blessed. I called in yesterday and I heard Minister Emmanuel preaching, "It's God's way or no way at all." And he preached, and I enjoyed it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And I'm going to read the souls that are on the prayer list. So add it to the prayer list. Stuart Harris. We want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Kenny Huff and the bereaved Huff family, Todd Johnson, missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Deacon Alexandra Jones, Bishop Byrd and his family, missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Calbreath and her mother, the bereaved Williams family, the Williams Edmonds family, of course, for our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., Daryl Marcato, Steve Fields, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Mansay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Tanika Huff, all the bereaved families and all those that are and were affected by COVID, and as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a portion of this song. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. And if anybody asks you just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement.
Praise the Lord. We got disconnected, so I'm just going to reconnect the call. Sorry about that technical difficulty.
Please announce yourself.
God made this way, and I want to get this testimony how the Lord blessed,
yes,
and how the Lord spared my nephew's life. He was shot, glory to God, and he was shot in the head. But the Lord,
Jesus,
did not allow the bullet to go deep into his head. It was like a pierce. And it was bad, but the Lord did not let it penetrate. The doctor said if it had been an inch more, he would not have made it. And it was the mercy. I know it was the mercy of God that saved his life and given him another chance.
Yes, Lord, take
to
it.
Speak the Lord God Almighty. I thank you,
yes, Lord Jesus.
You a chance. You don't know him. It's time to get to know the Lord in the pardon of your sins.
Yes.
Ask God to forgive you. Give your life to the Lord while you have breath in your body, because tomorrow is not promised unto you. You may not get the same mercy that my nephew received. God is a merciful God, but God will allow the devil to take your life if you don't return unto the Lord, if you don't give your life to the Lord, and if it's not in your heart or in your mind to do what's right and serve the Lord, God sometimes will allow you to go into judgment, and you don't want that. Glory to God. You have your health and strength now. You have the activity of your limbs now. Now is the time to seek the Lord. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Glory to God. As in the day of provocation, they hardened their heart, and the Lord opened up the earth and swallowed them up. He let them die. You don't want this to happen to you. If you don't know Jesus, it's time to get to know him. I'm just so thankful unto the Lord for what he has done and for how he has spared that life. When we got the news, Lord have mercy, we started praying in here. And the Lord, he let us know. The Lord just had mercy on that soul. He spared him and gave him another chance. So we are thankful for what God has done, and we know he's able to continue to bless. We pray that the Lord will save him, convert him, sanctify him, and fill him with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I also want to give way that tell this testimony. I believe it was my cousin Gloria. She asked that we pray for the Lord would bless him with a job. And she called me and let me know. And she also wanted me to let even the Tameen know that the Lord did bless him. And he is now in a camp where they help you. And when you get finished at that camp, they help you to get a job. So she wanted me to give the Lord praise and let you all know what God has done. The Lord is moving. He's working. He's yet healing. He's yet delivering. And those souls, previous souls that called in and they had prayer requests, God has blessed them. Oh, she said they are still walking around. One could hardly see, but after the prayer, the Lord, and he's getting around good. And the wife, she had been hospitalized, but the Lord brought her out of the hospital, and she said the next day that lady got up and was gone. The lady was gone before she could get out of the house. So we just praise God for what he's doing. Prayer works. Prayer is working. We want those of men, all those who are listening, all those who are on the broadcast, to believe God and taking that his word. He's moving. I guarantee you that. He is moving. There's other testimonies, too.
Yes.
But I can't tell them all tonight. But thank God for what he has already done. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to present to you the speaker on tonight in the person of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. She will be bringing the word on tonight. So let us pray along with her and for her that the Lord will have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, and I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm just so happy, and I'm rejoicing over the wondrous works of God, the great testimony, the victory, the prayer, and the touch from the Lord. Praise be to God. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name. We come to you, Lord God, and we ask, Lord, that you will send forth your word tonight, that you will minister unto us, Lord Jesus, according to your will. In the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you made us and you know everything we stand in need of. We are praying, Lord, that you will have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his goodness and mercy. God truly is a good God, and he is working miracles. He's answering prayer. He's doing wonders. He's healing the sick. He's doing so many wonderful things.
Yes.
And while God is working, Satan is mad. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He does not want God to be glorified.
But God will be glorified no matter what. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just thank God for the opportunity to give God the glory, to give him honor. Praise the Lord. I have some neighbors who are blasting their music. I was trying to find a room in the house that could drown it out, but I could still hear it. I hope it's not coming over this broadcast tonight.
That's all right.
Praise be to God. But I'm going on anyway in the name of the Lord.
Go ahead and help.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's get ready to go to the Word of God. You have your Bibles and want to read along. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. And first, I'd like to go to the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 31 through 46. And also Malachi, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. I'm going to begin at St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with verse 31. And it reads, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison, came unto thee? And I'm going to ask Evangelist Khadijah to go ahead and finish reading that out for me. If she would.
And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto me, unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Amen. I want to go on over to Malachi, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as cows of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And tonight, the title of the message is Love Like Jesus Loves. And the theme is, and treat everyone with kindness. And I'm thankful to the Lord for this passage of scripture. Praise the Lord. In St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, how Jesus, he began to tell some parables here. Before this particular parable, he talked about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Praise be to God. And he also talked about a man who went on a journey. He traveled and he left his talents and his possessions in the charge of his servants. But when he came back, he found that one of the servants was an unprofitable servant. And after telling that parable, he picks it up in the 31st verse, saying, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. And this is a day, an hour that we know not of. Only God the Father knows when Jesus is coming back. Praise the Lord. And when he comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. He's going to sit there and all the nations shall be gathered before him. All the people, every nation, every tongue are going to be gathered before Jesus at his throne. And he is going to separate them one from another. Same manner that a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goat. He didn't say that he was going to separate them by their nationality, but whether they be a sheep or a goat, symbolizing, glory be to God, those whom he has chosen are his sheep, and those who are not are goats. So you're either a sheep or a goat. Hallelujah. But they shall be separated in that day, and the Lord is going to set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And after separating the sheep from the goat, he's going to turn to the ones on his right hand. And the Bible says the king shall say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Even before the blessed of the Lord, the chosen of God, his elect, even before we were born into the world, glory, hallelujah, he had a place prepared for us just for his chosen, already prepared before the foundation of the world. Glory be to my God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And just thinking about what Jesus did and how he brought this parable out, it indicates that there are angels in our midst. There are angels that we're unaware of. And we must be careful how we entreat one another. It doesn't matter what a person looks like or what their background is. We must be careful to show them love like Jesus loves. Hallelujah. And we must also entreat them without respect of persons. Glory be to God, because too many people are turning their noses up and
frowning on people and looking down on them. Praise God. But Jesus is going to separate the sheep from the goat. And you ought to examine your own self and find out whether you be a sheep or a goat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I want to hear him say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I'm looking to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I will make you ruler over many. I'm looking to hear Jesus say those words. And in this parable that Jesus talked about, the righteous didn't understand when Jesus was hungry and they fed him, and when he was thirsty and they gave him something to drink, or whenever he was a stranger and they took him in. But he described that as much as you've done it to these little ones, in as much as ye have done it unto one of these, the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we must be mindful that how we treat others, we could be encountering Jesus. For glory be to God. We could be encountering an angel unaware.
Yes.
As Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And my mind goes to Apostle Paul, praise the Lord, before he came to know Jesus, before he was introduced to Jesus, he was treating people in a terrible manner. He was persecuting the church. He was going about seeking to beat them and put them in prison. He was consenting to their death. He was doing all of this to the people of God, so he thought. But he found out that he was actually doing it to Jesus, because the way he treated God's people, he was treating Jesus that way. And one day, hallelujah, while he was carrying out his own mission, thinking that he was doing the will of God and thought that he was doing God's service, he inquired and received letters to go to Damascus and to gather up all the people of God, those who were believers in Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, and seeking to get them and bind them up and take them back and throw them in prison. But on his way, hallelujah, he met Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All that he was doing, he didn't realize that he was mistreating Jesus. Praise be to God. But the Lord began to reveal himself to this man. His name was Saul before his name had been changed to Paul. And the Lord called him by his name, Saul. Saul, why persecutest thou me? And it turns out he was doing this ignorantly. He didn't realize that he was persecuting Jesus. And then he began to humble himself and surrender unto the Lord. He asked him, who art thou? And Jesus told him, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he got to know Jesus on that journey to Damascus.
He was on his way for one purpose, but before he could even get there, God had changed everything around and redirected him and gave him a brand new purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And went on down to Damascus, and the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost, and he began to minister. Praise be to God. So we must be mindful to show love to everyone and to entreat everyone with kindness. Praise God, because it was love that lifted me. It was love that drew me to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It was love that healed me spiritually,
yes,
and emotionally. Glory be to God. It was the love of God that somebody showed me love and invited me to come and hear about Jesus, invited me to come to a revival. Hallelujah. Where I heard the preached word of Christ. I heard the true gospel of Jesus Christ being preached in its fullness. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that the Lord drew me in. I'm so glad that he gave me that opportunity. Praise the Lord. And there's someone even now who needs to hear the word of God. They've been longing and thirsting, hungry for the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He died on the cross so that we would have everlasting life. And that day is fast approaching, that day of judgment, as described in Malachi, the 4th chapter. It says, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Glory be to God. And this stubble is significant. And the definition I found was the cut stalks of grain plants left sticking out of the ground after the grain is harvested. There's a day of harvest when the Lord is going to harvest his people. Amen. And left will be the stubble or the chaff, that worthlessness, yeah, something that's no good. And it's going to burn up in that horrible day, that day of judgment that's fast approaching. Hallelujah. The proud and all that do wickedly, anybody who sins against God, anyone who is not found in the will of God shall be stubble, shall be the part that's left behind. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Everything is going to be destroyed. It's going to be destroyed by fire. Oh, glory be to God. So now is the time to get right with God. Now is the time to get in a hurry and to run for your life. Repent and be godly sorry for the wrong you've done. If you treated somebody wrong, you need to repent and get it right with God. You got to treat everybody right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody has the right to look down on anyone else. No one has the right to snub or to turn up their nose or to show respect to persons. No one. Glory be to God. But we all have to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We must be careful not to let pride set in, because that can happen. And it's very subtle.
Amen.
It can happen to you and you don't even realize it. Glory be to God. But let's learn to humble ourselves. Let's learn to show love like Jesus loved. When we see someone, maybe they're not dressed that well. Maybe they don't smell too well. Oh, glory to God. But let's show them love anyway. Let's treat them with kindness. Let's do something to help them, because you could be encountering Jesus. And what Amen. Would you say when the Lord say to you, depart from me? Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord Jesus. You don't want to hear him say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. You don't want to hear those words because you saw someone that was not dressed that well or not smelling too well, and you didn't do anything to help them. You didn't do anything. If they didn't have the proper clothes, you didn't clothe them. If they were sick, you didn't minister to them in any kind of way. Or if they were thirsty or hungry, you didn't feed them or give them anything to drink. You didn't take in the stranger. Hallelujah. Then he's going to say to you, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these Amen. Shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I hope you've gained something from this word on tonight. And I want to encourage you to prepare for the judgment day, because it's coming. And show love. Love like Jesus loved. If you don't have it in you, you need to pray and ask God to put it in you. Doesn't matter how Amen. Many years you profess to be a born-again believer. It doesn't matter how long you profess to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
All right.
You better seek the Lord and do self-examination. And again, I truly enjoyed that message on last night coming through Minister Emmanuel. He preached a powerful message. It's God's way or no way at all. We can't lean to our own understanding. We can't think that we're right, because the Bible lets us know there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, glory to God. So we must examine ourselves. Do we love everyone like Jesus loves them? Do we entreat everyone with kindness, with love? Amen. Praise the Lord. Or do we show respect to persons? Do we love this one and don't love that one? Oh, glory to God. We must check ourselves. We don't want to be that stubble that's left behind. Amen. But let's take the word of God in. Maybe there's someone listening right now, ready to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. No doubt you've been going on for some time and you're tired of going in the wrong way. You're tired of living the life of sin and following after the world. And you're ready to give it all up to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You're ready to make a change, glory be to God, and become a new creature, a new creation, amen, to be born again and receive amen. The gift of the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God, hallelujah, because God is a right now God, a very present God. And he's willing and more than able and ready right now to save your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you've done some things ignorantly, unaware, that God is not pleased with what you are doing. Hallelujah. It's time now to repent and do some soul searching and find out whether or not you are in the will of God. Find out. You can inquire of the Lord, and he will reveal it unto you. If you're sick in your body tonight and you desire prayer, God has the power to make you whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is our healer. He's ready to heal you right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Maybe you have a special petition before the Lord. You desire him to do something special for you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for you. And if you can only believe him, he'll do it for you this night. So let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy, oh God. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, oh my God, for being so patient with us. We come to you, Lord God, and we humble ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, blessed Savior, incline your ear and hear our prayer. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who already right now have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness, ready to accept you as their personal Savior. We pray for them, Lord God, that you will forgive them and blot out their transgressions. Lord, wash away all of their sins. Clean them up, oh Lord. Purge them on the inside and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, send the Holy Ghost right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, blessed Savior, in the name of Jesus, Lord, work wonders in their lives. Lord, move, work miracles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, for those who are sick in their bodies, desiring to be healed of the infirmities,
yes,
Lord, of the diseases, of the viruses, of the conditions, of the ailments, of all the afflictions. Lord, we pray for them, acting in faith, for your healing virtue to come down right now. And Lord, light upon them from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. Lord, make them ever withhold in the mighty name of Jesus. And if any have committed sins, be merciful, Lord, and forgive their sins. Take away their sins, Lord, and make them whole. Give them a testimony. And, Lord, give them holy boldness that they may glorify your name and tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, a special prayer for all of those who are coming before you with a special petition. Oh, my God, desiring something of you, Lord. You know what it is, oh, God, and we ask if it's in your will and even your admissive will, oh, my God, permissive will, we ask you, Lord, to grant it unto them this night. While we're praying, Lord, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We believe you, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We pray for all of those names that were called out on the prayer list and those that were not called out. Lord, in every prayer list, everywhere, Lord, every name, one by one and name by name, everyone who is represented on a prayer list, we ask, God, that you will move in a mighty way, that you will work wonders, oh, God, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, not our will, but have your way, and let your holy will be done. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We ask you to comfort the bereaved families, Lord, and help them in this difficult time for them, Lord. Oh, God, and I ask you to remember Miss Connie Brown and her husband, Mr. Ernie Brown, Lord Jesus. She asked for prayer, that we pray for her, that the Lord would strengthen her through this difficult time. Her husband going back and forth in the hospital with congestive heart failure. Lord, I know, God, that you have the power, Lord, God, to heal his heart, Lord Jesus. Work a miracle in his life. Work wonders, Lord, and strengthen Miss Brown, Lord. We know you're able. We believe you right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We count it done right now. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Broadcast us back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about love like Jesus loved and treat everyone with kindness. And this is so important because we don't know if we're treating Jesus. That naked person, that hungry person, that thirsty person, that could be Jesus. And with what will we treat Jesus? If we treat everyone with kindness and love like Jesus does, unconditionally and without variance or favoritism, when we do encounter Jesus or those angels unaware, we'll treat them with kindness too. But if we only treat one particular person with kindness, we might miss out on treating Jesus with kindness, and then we'll find ourselves. You know, Jesus would tell us, you know, I was naked. You didn't feed me. You didn't clothe me. You didn't feed me. You didn't, you know, give me to drink. When did I see you, Lord? When did I see you that way? But if we treat everyone with the same kindness, then we'll be sure we won't miss treating Jesus with kindness either. This is a very thought-provoking message, very inspiring message. And if any clergy are on the line or if you're on the other line and you want to call in, you can do so and to have remarks. So we're going to go ahead and let Evangelist Maybell go, have remarks if she so desires. And like I said, if you want to call in, now is the time to call in if you'd like to have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I mean, love like Jesus. And if we love like Jesus, we can't go wrong. Glory to God. The Lord will bless us, and he will cause his face to shine upon us. I thank God for that word. I'm encouraged through the word of God, and I'm desirous of the prayers of the saints. Those of you that can get a word of prayer through, please pray for me, and I encourage you, then, if I mean, continue to preach the word of God, because God's word is what's going to stand. Everything else is going down. We must be sound in that word as she preached. So I thank the Lord. Be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And I always enjoy Evangelist Maybell anyway. Remarks, preaching, praying, singing. I just enjoy you. Thank God for you. Thank God for your faithfulness and for your inspiring life. So grateful for you. So grateful for you in the Lord. If any other clergy are on, you may have remarks. And if not, if you're still calling in, you can still call in. I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. But if you're calling in, you can call in as well. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks. And thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show. And thank God for Evangelist May and her continued support and prayers.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all of our listeners and for your love, your prayers, and your support. And I tell you, God truly has blessed us through your support. And I'm encouraged, and I feel like going on in the Lord. Amen. And I just want to encourage you to just take the word of God in for yourself and live by it. And again, if any clergy or anyone have anything they'd like to say, you can still use our guest call-in line, and I'll even give you the number again, 978-990-5270. And the access code, 7946408, pound. Praise the Lord. So we invite you to join us on the broadcast, because I know that there are times where you may have something that is on your heart and something the Lord has given you to do or to say. And we want to give you that opportunity to get on here and say whatever it is, do whatever it is the Lord has given you to do and say. And don't draw back. Don't ever draw back on God. You don't have to be afraid. Praise the Lord. Because when you're doing something for the Lord is going to be with you. He's going to back you up. So he's going to go ahead of you, actually, and prepare the way. And make sure that you obey the Lord. Make sure that you say yes to the Lord, no matter what it seems like. I know sometimes the Lord gives us some things to do, and I'm going to say this and come on and bring this broadcast to a close, but I just want to share this. Some have heard me say it before, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again, that the Lord, he'll give you something to do that maybe you don't feel comfortable doing, or it's out of your comfort zone, something that you really don't know if you want to do. But when you know the Lord has given it to you, you just say yes and do it. Praise the Lord. So I'm sharing this experience, and I hope that whoever is listening is encouraged to do what God gives them to do. So I got on the bus one day, and I had just had some work done on my mouth, so I didn't have my usual dentures in my mouth. And, you know, people are so proud. They don't want to smile because of missing teeth and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have the dentures in, so there were some missing teeth, and I had surgery on my mouth. Praise the Lord. So I didn't want to open my mouth up and people look in my mouth and say, wow, she got a lot of missing teeth. But it was important that I obey the Lord. So when the Lord first gave it to me, I started squirming in the seat, like wrestling, and my flesh just didn't want to do that. There was a young man sitting not far from me. I knew he was watching me. So my mouth was moving because I was talking to the Lord. You know, I wasn't saying the words out loud, but I was just making a motion with my mouth saying, Lord, you want me to do this right now? Thank you, Jesus. I had to have a conversation with the Lord. So I got all hot and, oh, I was just squirming. I was rubbing my leg. Oh, my Lord. I was like, Jesus. You know, but God made a way for me to do his will. There was a man sitting next to me, started saying all kinds of negative things about Jesus. And while I was wrestling and going on, and I heard these things this man was saying, it's like the Spirit of God just rose up in me. And I just said, don't talk about Jesus like that. And after I said that, I opened up my mouth and said whatever the Lord gave me to say. And then it was time for me to get off the bus. So God timed everything just right. Praise the Lord. So it pays to obey God. And again, everything is not going to be like you like it or not going to feel comfortable, but when you know God has given it to you, just do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you. I'm not sure what happened, but I ended the broadcast. God bless.
You exceeded number of attempts. Please contact customer service if you need assistance. Goodbye.
Amen. God bless you. This concludes the broadcast for tonight. We look forward to you joining us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless.